Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, I think everyone who listens to this show knows that you and I love to uplift and celebrate other women. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously no secret that we love to see talented women get their flowers.
Yeah, paging the Podcast Academy for March 7th.
Get those flowers ready. And at last night's Grammy Awards, not only did women absolutely dominate the evening, mm-hmm. they even made a little bit of history, which we love to see. Viola Davis confirmed her legendary status, and Queen Bee once again reminded us why she's, well, a queen.
Mm-hmm. But of course, this is an award show, so you got to expect the unexpected. Mm-hmm. And even with all of the exciting wins, there were some major snubs that, like every other award show in the history of the world, got everyone talking.
I know. God, when are people just not going to talk? The apocalypse?
Yeah, the apocalypse, because our mouths are gone.
Mm-hmm. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, February 6th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So last night, the 65th annual Grammy Awards brought out some major icons for mm-hmm. the biggest night in music. We had, of course, A-listers, Beyonce, Adele, T-Swift. They all attended mm-hmm. the ceremony, which was held at the Crypto.com Arena.
Stop it. I hate
used
that.
Used to be the Staples Center.
I can't.
It's such a stupid name. We were literally talking about this last night.
Does Crypto.com still have money? I feel like crypto really took some massive hits recently.
That's what we were joking about. We're like, Staples has no money anymore, so they can't sponsor the arena. Crypto is losing money, so like...
It's going to be ChatGPT Arena's next.
What is it?
ChatGPT Arena.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God. It's the chat thing that's like the AI that can think for itself, basically, that's taken over the world.
Oh God. Yeah. It's going to be something ridiculous next, I'm sure. It doesn't roll off the tongue. Crypto.com Arena?
None of these arenas roll off the tongue. Back home, it's FedEx Field. Like, actually, that does kind of roll off, but still, the principle of it.
So obviously that is in LA. It was hosted by former Daily Show host Trevor Noah, who I love.
Yeah.
But even before the official televised ceremony kicked off, Viola Davis reached a career milestone that honestly most people could only dream of, mm-hmm. myself included.
And do dream of. Yep.
Yeah. She won her first Grammy for the narration of her memoir, Finding Me, which makes her the 18th person ever to achieve EGOT status.
God.
I wrote this book to honor the six-year-old Viola, to honor her life, her joy, her trauma, everything. And it has just been such a journey. I just EGOT.
This woman.
Oh, my God.
is unstoppable.
I love her. I love her so much.
I like follow her on Instagram. And this is one of those, I'm usually really good about being like, this is a celebrity. I don't actually know them. But I always forget with her because she posts like, she posts like mental health stuff a lot. Mm-hmm. She posts fun. And I'm like, yeah, we're like good friends. Viola gets me. I get her. So yeah.
You call her Vi?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, Ola. But that's just between her and me.
That's special.
So no one else used that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Viola was honored with the Grammy for Best Audiobook Narration, which honestly just reminds me that I absolutely can win a Grammy.
I know
it won't be for singing, but I can narrate like no one else.
Yeah, well, I'm right here. Let's be fair here. We're co-hosts.
The sun rose this morning and it was a beautiful day. Fine, we can both win. I was trying to narrate just to prove in case members of the Grammy board were listening.
The sun rose from the horizon.
See? There it is. We got it.
There it is.
But Viola was given the award during the premiere ceremony, which happens before the main televised award show.
Mm-hmm.
And the win makes her the third Black woman to EGOT. Whoopi Goldberg was famously the first to do it. And then Jennifer Hudson got her EGOT status just last year.
Viola Davis was not the only Black woman to get a massive win last night. Beyoncé was also honored for her album Renaissance, and she made history when she won her 32nd Grammy.
We are witnessing history tonight, breaking the record for the most Grammy wins of all time. Be upstanding and show your respect. It's Renaissance, Beyoncé.
Thank you so much. I'm trying not to be too emotional. And I'm trying to just receive this night.
You know, so this puts her exactly 32 Grammys ahead of me.
Yes.
And a lot of other people. But she won a total of 4 awards last night.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
during her acceptance speech for Best Dance Electronic Album, which was the win that broke the record.
Yes.
She thanked her late Uncle Johnny, who she said introduced her to a lot of the music and culture that serve as inspiration for this album.
Mm-hmm.
She also thanked the queer community for their love and for inventing the genre. But even though she left the Grammys as the most awarded artist in history, some fans are not happy because she did not win the biggest award for the night, Album of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's been nominated 4 times for this award, but she's mm-hmm. never won, which always surprises me. Like, I just assume out of 32 Grammys, there's got to be Album of the Year in there.
I know.
But this year, she lost to Harry Styles for his album, Harry's House.
Listen, come for me if you must, but I'm sick of Harry Styles. I'm going to say
I thought about this before I got on. I was like, can I take the pushback for saying I'm over Harry Styles? And I was like, I think I can today because
I can handle it.
I think he's great. I think he's talented, but I'm tired of it.
I mean, listen, for him to get up there and say, this doesn't happen to people like me very often. I'm sorry. Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's enough of that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what he was trying to imply there.
Yeah, what does he mean?
It doesn't happen to me, people like me who were in a band that was very popular and then got a solo career and also got acting and got to take roles of LGBTQ mm-hmm. people that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen to people like that.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I said what I said.
You did.
So everyone, and here's the thing, before the Grammys even happened, I saw a lot of people posting, they're like, if Beyonce doesn't get Album of the Year, we will riot.
Yes.
And it was, I mean, the rioting hasn't happened yet, but at least in the form of tweeting it has.
Oh, yeah.
So Rolling Stone said that even with B breaking the Grammys record, it's still not good enough after mm-hmm. she lost out on Album of the Year. And USA Today said that her loss was proof that the Grammys still ignore her impact and called it a blasphemous omission.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you noticed everyone in the crowd looking towards the door waiting for Kanye to come up on stage and knock Harry Styles right off of it. But it never happened.
Man.
So
yeah, they were all waiting.
Yeah. Beyonce may not have won Album of the Year, but she still obviously managed to make history in true Virgo fashion. We love to do that. We are the best.
Okay.
And she was not the only woman doing so. Pop star Kim Petras broke another glass ceiling when she won the Grammy for Best Pop Duo Group Performance for her collaboration on Sam Smith's banger, Unholy. Love that song.
Sam graciously wanted me to accept this award because I'm the first transgender woman to win this award. And I just want to thank all the incredible transgender legends before me who kicked these doors open for me so I could be here tonight.
So obviously this is a major win for Kim, and it's true that she's the first transgender woman to win in this category. But the first trans woman to ever win a Grammy was music composer Wendy Carlos in 1970, which is just,
jeez,
damn, pioneering.
Yeah.
And during her speech, Kim also thanked Sophie, the trans artist who died 2 years ago. And Kim said, "She told me this would happen and always believed in me. Thank you so much for your inspiration, Sophie. I adore you, and your inspiration will always be in my music."
Love.
Kim also gave a shout out to Madonna for fighting for LGBTQ rights and said, "I don't think I could be here without Madonna."
Wow. A lot of tributes in the speeches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I always like to see.
Which I appreciate, because we're all here because of people that were here before us.
Yeah.
Who paved the way in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Like Beyonce is kind of, you know, paving the way for me as a Virgo.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 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 And Harry Styles is paving the way for all the boy band members before him. We're all paving ways. Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there were some huge wins last night. And of course, some big disappointments. When aren't there? I'm curious what your favorite, like, highlights were. Were there some letdowns for you?
I should just, like, take this snippet and just paste it every time we talk about awards. Because, like, I'm just like, I'm there for the reaction shots. I'm not really there. I mean, every once in a while, the speech is okay, but I'm just like, I don't care. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Where's the drama? Where's Will Smith?
Right.
But I will say, I did love, and this really has nothing to do with music or Grammys, but I loved when Trevor Noah introduced Adele and The Rock. Because I was like, this could be me. I could be at an award show. And they're like, "We know you love Chris Evans. Come on, Chris. Like, it could happen to me." That was my favorite.
That's true. What did you think of everyone dragging Ben Affleck? Your boy.
I also... Stop it. I commented something on one of the posts about his outfit. Well, his shoes. And it's blowing up with over 30 likes. So that should answer your question.
You know, listen, I'm going to take this time to defend Ben. As somebody who has resting Brooke face, can we just let this man live? Like, come on. His wife's over there telling him to sit up straight. He's not a music guy. He's doing his best.
But it's like, I don't know. It's just, you have a autonomy. Why are you there then?
To support, like, his wife.
Then be happy about it.
To see if she's taking tips from any of the servers. He's got to keep a watchful eye out.
He's busy, like, funneling money to them as she rips it out of their hands.
Yes.
She's like, I'm so sorry. That's probably why he looks so upset, actually. That's fair. I would be upset about that, too.
But I just, last thing I want to say I loved was the trio of Lizzo, Adele, and Beyonce last night.
Like, that, can you just imagine, what would you do if you came out into your living room and I opened the door and they just walked in?
Guys, everyone listening, I need you to know this is something Arisha says daily. What would you do if you came out into the living room? Like, literally once a week.
But, like, they're just such a fierce trio.
I know. I saw a tweet that was like, "I'm going to tell my kids this was Destiny's Child." Yes, I love
this
so much.
It's a third of the way there, so.
I mean, yeah. But I don't know. The three of them together is like, just the support. Oh, I was loving it.
When are we going to get an album from them? Or even one song? Can you imagine? Oh. My ears would fall off in ecstasy.
That is what happens.
Yeah.
When you're in ecstasy. Fall right off. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Be sure to follow us on socials at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skid Dubs. We love connecting with you.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car,
Use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.